chance the way Deer normally get a stop, you got a chance to win it.
You know, as a defense, we wouldn't want it any other way. You know, kind of have it on our shoulders, close out the game. But, you know, that's the way it is sometimes. You know, just the games come down to one play. And we need to make one more. You know, they made one more than we did. And at the end of the game, you know, we need to stop them so they couldn't score. And we didn't get the job done.
Fourth and 10, early on. You get that. It's celebration time in here.
Yeah. You know what? There's a lot of plays I'm sure guys are going back to that, I mean, throughout the game that you know, could have made maybe change the outcome, but those are plays you got to have. This game is NFL. I mean, the margin of error is so small, you know. And you know, like the coach always says, you never know. His first play of the game could be that play. You never know, and you have to play every play like that. And you know, they, like I said, they made one more play than we did.
Cam, before the half, you guys have about 8 seconds left. Everybody drops back into a deep prevent, and they get a play about 15, 20 yards in field goal range.
That's unacceptable. I mean, you know, all we talk about closing out the half and closing out the game. You know, you want to make sure that, you know, when you're in that situation, they can't perform on the board. And, you know, things are looking good for us right there. And they made a big play, like I said, made a play, got in field goal range, put points on the board going into halftime. And, you know, obviously that's not the way we want to close out the half. So it's frustrating. It is frustrating. But, you know, you got to take your hat off to them. They made a play.
Do you feel Cam took off and ran more? It looks like he tried to make more plays with his legs in the second half.
Well, I mean, we want to do whatever we could to obviously contain him, stop the run, and obviously, you know, obviously keep him from making those kind of plays. But, you know, like I said, he's a good player, and, you know, you got to try to limit him as much as you can. And, again, that's unfortunate whether a team or a person throws the ball and gets a first down or runs first down. Either way, you want to keep that from happening.
You outplayed New England like this. You played these guys just about the same way, Jay. How frustrating is it to have these come back and end up losing these games in the second half?
Probably more frustrating than if they would come here and just put 50 points on the board. I mean, you know, for 56 minutes of the game, you know, you're doing everything you can and you're doing everything you need to do to win the game. And, again, that last 5 or so minutes where, you know, the play needs to be made and, you know, we kind of let it slip through our fingers. So it's frustrating to know that, you know, the capability, the ability is there and guys are doing it and making it happen. But, you know, in critical positions, it, you know, we felt that we dropped the ball.
Cam, you sacked him twice, but you seem to be getting a lot of pressure on him throughout the game. In the second half, did you notice him trying to do anything a little bit different to get rid of that pressure?
Well, I mean, as we come into this week, we knew, you know, the kind of game was going to be. We felt confident with our front of you know, attacking him and making him uncomfortable in the pocket, and you know, that's what he's going to do. He's going to run. So the second half, I can't say if he did anything different, but you know, he's going to do whatever he can to make sure he makes a play, whether it's getting rid of the ball quick or, you know, pulling it down and running it. So that's just another facet of the game that we have to make sure that we, you know, tighten up on. And again, at the end of the game, they made the play that we didn't.